Thank you very much. I'm very thankful for the opportunity to talk, and I do thank you for bringing me up a little earlier than number 55 or something. I would also be very thankful to Commissioner Bailey for asking the question earlier this evening. I'm going to stay to the script, and so I'll be under 3 minutes. But at the end, I'll probably make a few additional comments. So good evening. My name is Phil Bilodeau. Joan and Phil Bilodeau live at 140 Nottingham Road in Deerfield. Northern Pass ends in Deerfield. Northern Pass ends in Phil and Joan Bilodeau's backyard. I spoke in Concord on March 10th at the joint meeting of SEC and DOE. I was too passionate at that time, and I believe some of you recall, to actually describe my position, our position. Our home is on 4 acres and abuts the 65-acre public service substation. We personally built our home over the past 44 years. We were aware that Northern Pass would end in Deerfield. But several years ago, Public Service of New Hampshire made improvements to the existing substation. Imprudently, we assumed those improvements would manage this new power. We were notified as abutters of a wetlands permit application in October, I'll say. Upon review of the 750-plus pages of wetlands applications, we discover that a new substation will be built, taking up approximately 5 acres. Now remember, my lot, our lot, is only 4 acres in size. Clear-cutting the forest, taking 20 feet off the top of the hill, and filling in around 14 feet to flatten a 5-acre site. The existing station is approximately 1,500 feet away from our back porch. The new substation is proposed to be approximately 750 feet away from our back porch. I'll speak aside here. Those numbers I'm getting from the plan that you have in front of you, which is a public service plan, and you'll notice there's a scale there. The copy of the plan I provided you in this packet is from the wetlands permit application. The little square next to the number 416-14 on the left-hand side of the plan is Phil and Joan's house. The big white blob in the middle of the plan is the proposed new substation. We have filed for intervener status. We experienced that Northern Pass objected to our filing. We filed our objection to their objection. We urge the SEC to grant our request for intervener status. Should all the objectors to high towers prevail and the complete route be buried, the power will still end in Deerfield in Phil and Joan's backyard. Our quality of life, the enjoyment of our property, the value of our property will be greatly diminished. At the March 10th hearing in Concord, Mr. Quinlan stated that Northern Pass had reached out and contacted affected property owners. Are there any doubts that Phil and Joan Bilodeau are affected? Phil and Joan were contacted yesterday, March 15th. Please grant us intervener status. I'll go off script for a moment. Again, to thank you, and to pick up on a comment that was said earlier by one of Mr. Quinlan's experts. And I came in late, so I think I heard something like, oh, the houses are a quarter mile away. Well, I went out in the lobby, I went outside for a while to get some fresh air, and I Googled how far a mile is. Yes, sir?
Just letting you know that you're 3 and a half at this point.
This is quick. I Googled a mile is 5,280 feet. A half a mile is 2,640 feet. I question the accuracy of this gentleman's experience with the plan that they provided. And the question for the 6-month period for construction, I question that you can build a 5-acre substation that would take 6 months or less. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Peter Bosco, to be followed by Stephanie Labby and Lance Cleek.
Peter Bosco, that's B as in boy, O-S-C-O. I live in Shaftesbury, Vermont. I will travel 3 hours today each direction to be heard for barely 3 minutes. I have intently followed and studied this issue since 2011. While Northern Pass is not in my backyard, I consider New Hampshire my second home. I have traveled the country and think New Hampshire is one of the most beautiful states. Your land and the tourism it generates is one of your greatest resources. I have hiked and visited backcountry places in New Hampshire that few residents have probably haven't seen. Over the past 35 years, I have spent tens of thousands of dollars recreating in your state. I have skied, camped, hiked, and vacationed four to six times a year, spending my money at your inns, camps, motels, restaurants, and gas stations. I have waited months, years actually, to say that sadly I will not come back if these towers are built. And I know I'm not the only one. It will be like a scar on a woman's face, always there, and she'll never get used to it. No one will ever get used to those towers. If built as proposed, Northern Pass will have a profound negative effect on small business. It will have a cascading effect. It will have a cascading detriment on tourism and state economy. If I want to see industrial infrastructure, I can vacation in New Jersey. Don't be penny wise and pound foolish. Most disturbing of all, this project will really only benefit a small group of outside shareholders at the expense of New Hampshire. The very soul of this beautiful state will be ripped out all in the name of greed, ugly, unadulterated greed. Don't buy into their false promises of riches and jobs for all. But the towers don't have to happen. As many of you are aware, a similar project is essentially greenlighted in Vermont, built entirely underground. The difference here is Eversource, formerly known as Northeast Utilities, which, by the way, had the lowest customer satisfaction survey of any utility in the country.
Folks, just a minute, Mr. Bosco. You know, I'd really like to be able to pay attention to what Mr. Bosco is saying. And if you want to distract me from what Mr. Bosco is saying, you'll continue to interrupt him and clap. Why don't you wait until the end? Because you clearly agree with him. Please, wait until the end so everyone can hear what he has to say. Thank you. Mr. Bosco, you may continue.
The clapping didn't bother me, but Eversource stands to make many billions of dollars over the life of these towers while bankrupting the state's beauty and tourism industry. And don't let Eversource tell you that it can't be done underground. Much larger and more ambitious projects have been completed. The additional expense of burial can be paid down in small part by utility customers over a 40-year period. That shared with an additional cost from Eversource will make the difference. Again, the factor here is greed. If they want to access your land, they can do so underground or not at all. And why should some parts of the state have a buried line and other parts not? This is a divisive issue on so many levels, and it didn't have to be like this. If it were up to me, I would have told Eversource to take a hike a long time ago. They need you more than you need them. You only have one chance to do this right. Having towers that are up to 153 feet high in sensitive view sheds is clearly not the right way. I have no doubt New Hampshire tourism will take a huge hit if these towers are built. I, for one, will vacation in my home state of Vermont or to travel to Maine. Finally, this is the biggest decision for New Hampshire in a generation. For those of you empowered to make this decision, your political aspirations and careers will forever be sullied if you approve these towers. New Hampshire voters will not forget. You will be held accountable. The will of the people, which is overwhelmingly against Northern Pass and not moneyed interest, must be heard.